Now, I want to talk about the medical examiner time of death and the time frame that we're looking at as it relates back to the roommates or to anyone else
who may have access to that apartment that we don't. I'm not standing up here pointing the finger at a particular roommate saying that's the perpetrator. I'm telling you that there are other logical, reasonable alternatives as to what happened to Sarah, that it can exclude Esar Matt as being involved. And that centers on Todd Gray's analysis, along with the medical examiner that went out into the field to look at her body the morning it was found. Remember, the medical examiner investigator first came there late on April 1st into early April 2nd, and then was told he needed to go home and came back at 5 a.m. on April 2nd and eventually had his analysis done somewhere around 5:30 a.m. So we asked him questions about the conditions of Santa Maria's body at that time. The lividity was fixed. In other words, the settling of the blood gravitationally was fixed, and the rigor was hard. Based on that finding and his overall analysis of the conditions, his testimony was death occurred in this case somewhere between 18 to 36 hours from my time of examination. If you go back 36 hours from 5:30 a.m. on April 2nd, you get to 5:30 p.m. on March 31st, the time when Esar Matt was at his aunt's house. He showed up to his aunt's house sometime around 4 p.m. I'm not saying that that on-scene medical examiner investigator has some kind of definitive say. He doesn't. He's not the doctor, but he's been doing this a long time. That was his estimated range in the time of death. Dr. Gray then does his analysis and says on direct and cross-examination it was roughly a 36-hour window that we would be looking at from the time we saw her backwards for a time. We then asked him questions about, well, if there was cool in the shower, if there was water present in the shower. He said, well, yes, that can expand the time of death even further back than 36 hours. The point I'm making, ladies and gentlemen, is we don't know exactly what time Esar Matt left the house, the apartment, to get on the bus to go to his aunt's house. But we do know from what's been admitted into evidence, particularly from Schedule 1, that he could have caught a bus as early as 1:09 or 1:24 or around 1:30 in order to get to the junction where his uncle was getting off work and was getting on the bus sometime around 3:05. Well, if Esar Matt left the apartment on the 1 o'clock bus and made the connections and saw his uncle at 3:05, he has nothing to do with this because Senamu is with the aunt, helping with the baby feeding until 1:30. If he left sometime later than that, in the 1:30, 1:50, 2 o'clock range, then, yes, he fits within the window of the time of death and the window of when Sarah was missing. The problem in this case is we don't know the exact time when Mr. Matt got on that bus, but we do know when the uncle got on the bus. And if he caught that first bus right after getting off from work, that 3:05 bus, then conceivably Esar was leaving South Park sometime between 1 and 1:30 before Sarah ever left her aunt's company.